How do we make ourselves indispensable? The best we can be at our jobs and get the most out of the time we spend there. One way is to learn the most effective way to manage our time. Learn to prioritize. How long should it take to complete a project? This is difficult. How do you prioritize? How long should it take to complete a project? In every office, you will have tasks to perform that are personal, that you can't bill for. These tasks could include taking inventory of supplies, ordering supplies, personal telephone calls, bookkeeping for the office, entering information in the computer, examining insurance information, paying office bills, reviewing new case law, new rules or statutes, reading law journals or subscription magazines, and attending continuing education seminars. The list is endless. There are many responsibilities you have that are non-billable. That is why time management is critical. Learn to prioritize in order to get all jobs done. There must be time for personal tasks and ample time for the services for which you will bill your clients. There are effective methods to utilize for time management. One is to screen out interruptions. This may be accomplished if you work with an assistant or if you are alone, use your telephone answering machine or voicemail. Have a special message that says you are in conference or with a client and you will get right back to them. Two, work in unbroken blocks of time. Write down the projects you wish to complete, the responsibilities you have for the day, and fill in a list. For instance, you could put the date, October 25th, the activity, work on interrogatories, the time, 9 to 12. Then you would have lunch, 12 to 1, work on Smith Estate, 1 to 3, routine matters, 3 to 5. October 26th, work on Jones Estate, 9 to 11, meet with client, 11 to 12, lunch, 12 to 1. Review discovery files, 1 to 4. Bookkeeping, 4 to 5. And as you complete each of these tasks, you would check it off and go to the next task. Then you would monitor your progress, categorize your efforts, and pay attention to how you allocate your time. Standardize and simplify your communications, forms, and pleadings. Keep only current files. You may consider color coding them according to use. If you consult a file in your office frequently, perhaps daily, color code it red. If you need a file in your office for review, perhaps weekly, color code it yellow. Color code all other files green. Very important, do the job correctly the first time. Be fully prepared and know your material. Know your file thoroughly. Outline your thoughts. This way, if you get the job done right the first time, instead of having to redo it and redo it, you will save an awful lot of time. Another very important area is to-do lists. Those lists should be kept very carefully, and it should be completed by you either before you leave the office at night, which is usually the best time, or when you come in the morning. It usually is better at night so that you know exactly what lies ahead for the next day. You have certain jobs that you know you have to complete, certain projects that have to be completed. If you have a list, you may keep it on your computer. You can print it off, keep it on your desk in front of you, and that way you can check it off and know exactly what you need to do. To effectively handle all tasks, time can be divided into four categories. That is, wasted time, busy work, important work, and urgent work. As your work assignments come in, know which ones fit into the above categories and determine your time accordingly. The old saying, time is money, is true. As those who have worked for large firms, under the pressure of billing a set number of hours, are well aware. The hours billed will keep you alive, and you must effectively learn to deal with interruptions, distractions, and the delegation of work. Without those billable hours, your job may be in jeopardy. You must plan your time effectively. There are several ways in which you can consolidate and organize your office for optimum management. 1. Organize your work into categories. Documents you need to review, mail, incoming and outgoing, memos, and then completed dictation. Documents and materials to be filed or given to someone else, or documents you intend to take home for review. Do not have more than one file open on your desk at the same time. Write everything down. Don't ever think that you will remember, because you won't. It also makes work easier for other members of your office staff. Take copious notes while speaking on the phone or attending a seminar. Answer mail immediately so that as you read, you dispose of documents except for those that need further review. Stay current or a little ahead of your work. When you are sending out documents, dictate instructions so that when the documents come back, you are ready for the next step. Delegate as much as possible, remembering that you are responsible for all the work that is done. Complete little jobs before tackling the time-consuming ones. Set realistic dates for completion of a project, since you must complete your work in a timely fashion. Use the best and newest office equipment available to you. Use messenger services instead of interrupting your day to deliver or pick up files or documents. Time is money. Use checklists, models, and systems whenever possible for speedy completion of your work. I'd like to just say one thing about checklists. To me, checklists are the most important part of your file. No matter what kind of file you are working on, whether it is a real estate file, a litigation file, a foreclosure, matrimonial, you have certain time frames that must be met. You have certain documents that must be filed. And if you keep the checklists in a timely, fashionable order, you may open a file and know exactly what's in that file without having to rifle through every folder to find out exactly where you are. When a project is beyond your knowledge, seek help. Organize your day so that you are interrupted as little as possible. Don't forget those billable sheets. Bill as soon as your work is complete, and don't forget to mark them down. Whether it's manually, whether it's on the computer, that is very important. The implementation of procedural systems will maximize the time you spend in the office. The systems will enable you to work efficiently throughout the day. We are all aware of the importance of calendar control. It is the most important task in any area of substantive law. Meeting deadlines, statute of limitation dates, inspection dates, accounting dates, all control an important part of the work performed. If you have ever seen the application attorneys complete for malpractice insurance, you will know that the subject of calendar control is one of the areas of detailed questioning. So you must be sure that that is an area that you have a complete handle on. Monitor how you use your time and make conscious changes to your behavior. Stress and fatigue are rarely caused by the things you have done, but by the thought of what you haven't done. Make a habit of finishing the main job of the day before you go home. Never hold on for a long period of time on a phone call. Instead, agree a time to ring back or leave a message and your phone number. If someone is unavailable, find out the best time to call back or leave your number. If you need to make regular calls, agree upon a mutually beneficial time. And learn to leave clear messages on other people's answering machines. Always leave your name and phone number if you want them to ring you back. Voicemail is a wonderful tool to utilize. It saves a lot of time and a lot of telephoning back and forth. As you can see, there are many ways that you can control your time management and learn to maximize your time in the office to make yourself the most indispensable that you can be.